Proclamation number 4419 of 26th of August, 1948. Serious exhortation to soul work. A rich treasure is at your disposal, but people pass it by indifferently. Every hint of it is well heard but leaves no impression. You receive information from all sides about an imminent change of life, yet you don't believe it, and the time passes which is still to be regarded as the last time of grace. You humans derive no benefit from it. You pay no attention to my voice, which touches your ear in various ways. And thus I will let it sound so loudly that you will have to hear it, even though you will still not be forced to pay attention to it, for your will is free. But the time has come which signifies the end, because people are no longer willing to change despite their ability to change. They live entirely without faith. They are so distant from me that they are without any spiritual supply of strength, and thus cannot achieve spiritual progress. Their earthly life has become completely pointless, for they don't value it for eternity, but it is only an end in itself for them. Thus it contradicts my eternal order. And therefore I want to put an end to it, so that the earth will arise anew again, so that the spiritual development of the people inhabiting it can continue again, and I can dwell amongst my living creations again, and let my strength of love flow into them, because they love me and strive for my presence. And so the last time has irrevocably come for this earth. It is an extremely serious time for all people, for it is full of responsibility, because it brings life or death. Yet not only for the body but for the soul, which is to suffer eternally or can also become blissfully happy. You humans, listen to my word, take it seriously, prepare yourselves, try to gain faith by seriously thinking about what you hear through my messengers. Don't resist if you are urged to work with love, for this alone will bring you salvation. It will bring about an inner change and is life for your soul. Pay attention to the hardship around you and help where possible. Put self-love aside and pay more attention to your neighbor who is in the same hardship as you. Help him and you will also be helped, and believe that the end is near. Then you will also make better use of your life. You will deal with the thought of death and the soul's continuation of life, and your earthly life will be stayed on the right path by itself, because then your sense of responsibility will grow and you will strive for the salvation of your soul. I only ever want to admonish you for your own sake to think of your soul and let its well-being be more important to you than the well-being of the body, to which I give what it needs if only you strive for light, for truth, for me. For the time you still have left is passing quickly, yet you can still achieve an unspeakable amount with goodwill, because I help everyone who believes in me and seeks to fulfill my will. Amen.